Today we're going to talk about undershirt tzitzis. I've had a few requests that we talk about, do you ever see these undershirt tzitzis? They came up with a great etza. A lot of times kids complain that the tzitzis is uncomfortable. They don't like wearing tzitzis, but no one seems to mind wearing an undershirt. So they took an undershirt, they cut it up the sides, and they said, okay, so now it has four corners, and they put tzitzis on the corners, and they have what's called undershirt tzitzis. So is there any problem with the undershirt tzitzis? So the first issue that we would have to deal with, there are really three issues. One is, is there an issue of big day zeya, of a beged that's made to catch sweat, that's specifically there for sweat, like an undershirt, is such a beged considered not really a beged, and therefore pata from tzitzis. That's issue number one. Issue number two is, in general, is it be zayon to wear tzitzis directly on your skin? Is it better to wear tzitzis over a different garment, or is there some problem with wearing tzitzis? Is there some issue with wearing tzitzis directly on your skin? And then the third issue is just the mechanics of how they make it, where they cut up the side of the undershirt. How high up does it have to be open? Does it have to be cut in order for it to actually qualify as a beged of dalet kanfas? So let's start with the first issue. The Gemara Maseches Ma'katan Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis says that apar kasuso does not require kriya. A certain beged apar kasuso, you don't need to tear kriya on, even though a person, when he's Rachman al Tzlan, loses a father or mother, is korea kol begadim. He tears all the begadim, even if he's wearing multiple layers. He tears multiple layers of begadim, but the apar kasuso is not mak if you don't tear kriya. So what is apar kasuso? Rashi over there says it's a headscarf of some sort. The Aruch and the Rambam understand that it is big day zeya, that it's an undershirt, it's something there to catch sweat. The Smag writes that it's like an overcoat that's worn just for tznius bialma, but it's not really a regular beged. So are big day zeya, according to the Aruch and the Rambam, not considered begadim? Now, certainly, apparently, when it comes to kriya, they assume that it's not considered a beged upon which one would do kriya. Does that mean that it's not a beged at all? So the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeus and Shin Mem, Seif Yud, says that a beged zeya is pater from kriya, but he also says that an overcoat is pater from kriya, but neither one is mentioned in Hilchos Tzitzis. Neither the beged zeya nor the overcoat is mentioned in Hilchos Tzitzis as being pater from tzitzis. So the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kriya in Yoredeo, when he talks about tearing clothing, says it's not a beged for Hilchos Kriya, but in Hilchos Tzitzis he never makes mention of it being an issue at all, of it being pater from tzitzis. In the Tshuvas Chemdas Tzvi, Chelek Gimel Simen Gimel Oz Dalet, he suggests that maybe even Rashi would agree that Big Day Zeya do not require Kriya. He just translates Apar Kasuso differently, meaning Rashi says Apar Kasuso means a headscarf, but in a chinami, Big Day Zeya would also not require Kriya. The Bach in Yaradeh over there says you certainly would have to tear the lowest beged that you're wearing, the one that's closest to your skin, because certainly would not have to tear, rather, the beged that's closest to your skin, because ein derech eretz legalus libo aru mamish b'fnei rabim. Because how would that leave you? If a person were to tear kriya all the way through, even on an undershirt, then it would leave him exposed, completely exposed, and that's not derech eretz, that's not proper. So that's why it says afilu lavush asara chalukim eino korea ela elyon, that even if you're wearing 10 shirts, you only tear the top. But it doesn't say asara begadim, it says asara chalukim, because chaluk means real shirts, not undershirts. Undershirts are not a beged at all, says this Tshuvas Chemdas Tzvi, and therefore even Rashi would agree that they do not require kriya. Now, even though Shulchan Aruch says an overcoat also doesn't require kriya, but the overcoat is obviously a beged, so he suggests, the Tshuvas Chemdas Tzvi says that's the din of the overcoat is clearly not because it isn't a beged, but that specific laws of kriya are only on begadim that you would normally wear. But the patur of an undershirt is that an undershirt is in fact really not a beged. And therefore, it says the Chemda Svi, if it's not a beged, it's pata from tzitzis. The reason it's pata from kriya is because it's not a beged. And if it's not a beged, then mela is pata from tzitzis. And that would explain the Beis Yosef, the name of the Aruch HaShem, says, we only put tzitzis on the elyon. So it doesn't mean that Rav Scheinberg was wrong, that you shouldn't, if you're wearing multiple begadim, that you can't put tzitzis on each of them. No, it just means that there's no tzitzis on the very lowest garment that a person is wearing, because that's a beged zeya. That's how this Tshuvas Chemdas Tzvi suggests, that a beged zeya would not require tzitzis at all, because it is not a beged. If that were the case, l'chora, an undershirt tzitzis is a beged zeya. It's called undershirt tzitzis because it's they actually don't call it that. They call it something else, but everyone else calls it undershirt tzitzis. They call it nitzit or whatever. But it's clearly undershirt tzitzis. So it would seem that if you were told like this, Tshuvas Chemdas Tzvi, it would not be chayiv in tzitzis. Therefore, you cannot make a bracha on it, and it would be a very bad idea. However, if Shturmach in Tshuvas Vanagos Chelak Aleph Simon Chafei says that even though it doesn't say aparkasusa by hilchas tzitzis, he says we should be machmir lechavchila not to wear tzitzis as an undershirt. Sounds like he'll really make a din. It's probably chayiv in tzitzis. But lechavchila, there's what to be machmir about not to do it. When I asked Rav Shechter whether he thought the undershirt tzitzis are chayiv in tzitzis, he said, why not? I said, a beged zeya. He said, who said a beged zeya is pata from tzitzis? He said, I never heard of such a halacha. So I said, there's such a din that a beged zeya. There's no such din. Of course he was right. There's no such din in Shulchan Aruch that a beged zeya is pata from tzitzis. There's a din in Shulchan Aruch a beged zeya you don't do kriya on. Shulchan Aruch never mentions beged zeya is pata from tzitzis. So Shechter didn't think it would be an issue. Now, if you're going to be choshesh that something's a beged zeya, so what qualifies as big day zeya? So any shirt worn on the skin or just, undershirts that are worn for the purpose of an undershirt, l'chora, should be big day zeya. The Chemdas Tzvi goes a step further. He suggests that even shirts that you wear directly on the skin without another shirt over them. Let's say you wear your button-down shirt directly on your skin. He thinks that would be pater also. That would also be considered a beged zeya based on a bach in Hilchus Kriya, that it's not derech eretz to expose skin. The bach that we mentioned before, that you wouldn't tear kriya on something if it's going to leave you completely exposed. So he thinks whatever is the lowest layer that you happen to be wearing is by definition a beged zeya. One could have argued the other way. One could have argued that a lot of the undershirts they're really t-shirts. They're not made any different than a regular t-shirt, and people wear a regular t-shirt as a t-shirt, not as a beged zeya, as clothing, as regular clothing. Nafka means for big zeya in terms of wearing fresh clothing during the 9 days. So for big zeya, we're makel to wear fresh underwear during the 9 days. So whether a t-shirt can be worn or not, if it's fresh during the 9 days, if you hold that it's big zeya, then it can be. If you hold it's not big zeya, it cannot be. I believe in that issue, Rabbi Willig is makel that even your regular shirts have a din of big zeya, that a regular button-down shirt that you wear, that you change every day, would have a din of big day zeya for that halacha. I don't know about for hilchas tzitzis, for hilchas kriya. So then the next issue is, now that we've dealt with the issue of our big day zeya apart from tzitzis, and it seems that although there's this Tshuvas Chemdas Tzvi that says that they are, the majority of poskim seem to assume that they're not pata from tzitzis. The next issue is it a bizayon to wear it directly on your body, to wear tzitzis in general directly on your body? So in the Sefer Kedoshim Tiyu, page 140, quotes from a Mordechai Eliyahu that if worn on the skin, the beged is considered big dezeya and is therefore a bizayon to the tzitzis. Not that big dezeya are pater, but that it's a bizayon to use a beged zeya for the beged, for the mitzvah of tzitzis. Inappropriate, not the right thing to do, but the beged is technically chayiv in tzitzis. In the same Sefer Kedoshim to you, he has a letter from Rabbi Binyamin Zilber Zichron Levracha, at the end of Sefer Kedoshim to you, that says that when the Arizal says that they shouldn't be on the skin, it's not alpi Kabbalah, but it's simply a bizayon. So if it's only done by a cry, Rabbi Binyamin Zilber argues, if you only do it every once in a while on a really hot day, that a person wears a tzitzis on the skin, then it's going to be mutter. And the Tshuvas Ruvos of Rav Ephraim Greenblatt Zichron Levracha says that on very hot days in the summer that would be considered ba'akrai, and therefore if you're in a summer camp or whatever and it's boiling hot and there's no air conditioning and people want to wear the tzitzis on the skin, that would be permissible. In Shuvas Vanhagos Chelak Aleph Simon Chafei, Rav Shtornbach Shlita says that it's a hider mitzvah to not get the beged made specifically for tzitzis all sweaty, that you should try to avoid sweating up a beged that's there specifically for tzitzis. So the tzitzis should be kept clean, they should be kept nice, so you shouldn't get it all sweated up. We once had a shiur about whether you should wear tzitzis when you play ball. So that's part of the issue. Is it more of a bizayon not to wear tzitzis, or more of a bizayon to sweat up up your tzitzis and make it all gross, because you have to have a certain level of kavod for the beggar that you use for tzitzis. In the Tshuvas Or L'Tzion Chelek Beis Parak Beis Os Dalit, he says it's not a problem at all of wearing tzitzis on the skin, because tzitzis is not tashmishei kedusha, it's only tashmishei mitzvah, and that's why it could be worn in the bathroom. You don't have to take off your talis katan every time you go to the bathroom, and therefore it can be worn on the skin as well. So different deos whether it's definitely mutter, different deos whether it's inappropriate to wear tzitzis directly on the skin. So that was issue number two. Issue number three is how they make the actual beged. How open does it have to be? Shulchan Aruch and Simin Yud of Aruch Chaim, Si'if Zayin, says it's got to be cut open most of the way. So it has to be mostly open in order for it to qualify as a beged of Dalit Kanfos. Chayadam says that you count the holes where you put your arms as if they're closed. So when you measure open most of the way, you have to measure from the shoulder down to the bottom of the beged. That's the full length of the beged, and most of that length has to be open, but the open sleeve doesn't count as open. The sleeve counts as closed. Where you stick your arms counts as closed, so the actual slit up the side of the tzitzis has to be the majority of the beged running from the very bottom to the shoulder. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Chafei refers to those who count only to the armholes, as he says there are those that wanted to say that you count from the bottom of the beged just to where the sleeve begins, and it only has to be most of the way up there. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Ta'uz gamur v'karuva davar shamivarich mivarich levatala. That to do the cheshbon that way is a complete mistake, and if you make a bracha on such tzitzis, it's a bracha levatala. And Bir Alachi points out that some aren't sure about this, but certainly he says one cannot make a bracha, especially since Rosh Shlomo Kluger holds like that chayyadam, that you're supposed to measure across the entire length of the beged, and the armholes count as part of the length of the beged, but they do not count as being open. In the Or L'Tzion, he also says to be very careful about this. When I asked Rav Shechter about the undershirt tzitzis, he said that a number of years ago, I think it was, someone came to the OU and wanted to market an undershirt tzitzis in the United States, and they were from Israel, and they showed him to the postcom in the OU. They wanted the OU approval. So Rav Shechter said he took one look at it. He saw that the slit wasn't nearly far enough up. It was only, it didn't go up the majority of the beged. So the guy said, what do you mean? It goes the majority of the way to the armhole. Isn't that all you need? That it goes the majority of the way to where you stick your arms. So Shach said, no, that's incorrect. It needs to be the majority. The guy said, well, in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have a problem with it. He said, I don't know who you asked in Eretz Yisrael, but that doesn't work. It's beferish in the Mishnah Berurah like that. That it's got to be, so you got to check to make sure if you wear such tzitzis that it goes, that the it's cut open the majority of the way to the shoulder. So again, Big Day Zaya, there is really no explicit halach of the Big Day Zaya. Apart from tzitzis, there is this Tshuvas Chametz Tzvi that wants to claim they are based on the din in Hilchos Kriya. In terms of wearing tzitzis directly on your skin, there are poskim that suggest that it's not derech eretz to the tzitzis, but it certainly would not be a psul. And when it comes to how open it has to be open the majority of the way when measuring the entire beged from shoulder to the bottom of the beged, but you count the armhole as if it is closed. Okay.